From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Three people were killed and numerous others were injured when a vehicle was driven into a crowd Saturday in the northwestern German city of Münster. Police said a fourth fatality happened when the driver shot himself inside the vehicle. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A van drove into a group of people in the western German city of Münster on Saturday, killing several of them. The suspect then took his own life, police said, adding that they weren't looking for anyone else. Police cordoned off the scene while a helicopter circled above.
That was Lucy Fielder reporting. Police have not confirmed this is an attack, although it resembles other recent terror attacks in Germany and France. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip attended funerals Saturday for a well-known Palestinian journalist and others who were killed in the latest wave of border clashes. Nine Palestinians died Friday after being shot by Israeli troops during border clashes, the health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip said on Saturday. 14 people were killed and 15 people injured when a Canadian junior hockey team bus collided with a transport truck early Friday evening in Saskatchewan. The president of the Humboldt Broncos on Saturday referred to the accident as a tragedy, which is unprecedented and overwhelming. Here's Kevin Geringer.
Our immediate priority as an organization remains on meeting every need of our athletes, families, and billet families.
The Broncos were on their way to play in Game 5 of a semifinal against the Nipawin Hawks. We have much more on this story and all others we covered on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is moving forward with new sanctions against both Russian companies and individuals. Here's VOA's Cindy Sain.
They are targeting 38 Russian individuals and companies and government officials. And these sanctions will mean that the people targeted cannot do business in the U.S. banking system, which basically means they can't do business in U.S. dollars. And the experts that I have been talking to say that is what will likely make them painful and effective to some people who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
That was VOA's Cindy Sain. China and the United States have filed complaints against the other with the World Trade Organization. There were more talks of possible trade wars surfacing after U.S. President Trump said he is considering an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports. Mary Lovely is a senior researcher at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
You know, that show of force may be getting the Trump administration what they want. Unfortunately, it does have the effect of, I think, politicizing the commercial relations to an unprecedented degree.
China says unilateral actions by the United States violate the WTO international trade law, and Beijing has filed a request for consultations under the WTO dispute framework. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States. In a one-page memo, Sessions urged U.S. attorneys in the border states of Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas to adopt immediately a zero tolerance policy for all offenses referred for prosecution under laws that make it a crime to enter the United States without proper documents. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has been ordered to serve a prison sentence, said Saturday he will turn himself into authorities. This comes one day after starting a standoff with police who were ordered to arrest him.
Eu não estou acima da justiça.
Lula giving his first speech since his arrest order was issued Thursday, saying, "I am not above justice. If that were the case, I would not have created a political party. I would have made a revolution in this country." Da Silva told supporters he was innocent and was targeted to prevent him from running for president in October. He did not say when or where he would surrender, but leaders of his Workers' Party suggested he would do so later on Saturday. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.